I did that 2 weeks ago, yes. So I met some of the new coalition members, who are very interesting characters, so I think we'll have some fun there, can I say? But we've learned, I guess, all we really need to in terms of the basics, and now it's about putting a lot of that in practice and having the opportunities in front of us to represent our communities on the issues that matter to us. So it's really important that we work as a team, and I think both sides of politics can do that in the best interests of the country, and we've got lots of opportunities to demonstrate that, I think, in this Parliament. The numbers are very close, as we all know, so I think it'll be an interesting Parliament, but I'm hopeful that we'll get a lot done as well.
Okay, how's your office?
Oh, I think I'm in a great spot. I'm up on the second floor. I think I'm fairly far away from the chamber, so when those bells ring, I'll have to put some sneakers on and run a quick dash. So hopefully I'll get a little bit fit. But, you know, I haven't got anyone here at the moment. It's just me, so it's fairly empty. But the sun's shining, beautiful courtyards everywhere. It's an amazing place. So it's a bit of a challenge not to get lost, but I haven't yet, so that's a good sign.
So what are the major issues you're concerned with at the moment that you would like to raise in Parliament?
Some of the things that I'd really like to talk about, and obviously I can't do that until I deliver my maiden speech, and I'm not sure when that will be, but around some of the commitments that people voted for in this last election, being in opposition, and I guess half the country has an opposition member, is to ensure that we get a better deal for our people around education and health. And I think they were really strong policies through the campaign, and it's really important for me, and I believe the electorate of Braddon, to have some really strong investment in those areas. We have, you know, a low educational attainment. We have a high degree of chronic disease in our community, and so they're the things I really want to be pushing for, as well as some of the other election commitments that I make that I hope that the coalition take notice of, and believe very strongly that that's what the people voted for, and that they can deliver on some of those as well. But certainly health and education will be number one priorities. There'll be a number of issues that are coming through Parliament. In the media at the moment, things like the plebiscite is very topical at the moment. The omnibus bill, which is all about some of the government saving measures for their policies. So it's going to be an interesting time. I think I'll just be sitting there and just watching for the first week or so, and then deliver my maiden speech, and then be up as much as I can to push forward some of those agenda items.
Justine, have you spoken to Sid Sidebottom? He was our last Labor member for Braddon up in Canberra.
Yeah, I have spoken to Sid a couple of times. You know, he's been around for a while. He's got a wealth of experience, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to touch base with him during, you know, particularly in these early stages as I sort of move my way through this. But everyone, particularly, I guess, in my side of the fence, the Labor, you know, the older members that have been here for a while and the new members, a very supportive team, and there's a tremendous amount of support and help. We just have to sing out, you know, no silly questions that can't be asked, and a really supportive environment. So I feel that I'm in a really good place to move ahead.
All right, well, good luck when you make your maiden speech then, Justine.
It may be the next sitting week. I haven't quite written it yet. I need to put it on paper, and they say it's a very momentous thing to do. A lot of people refer back to it over the years, so I'm just wanting to make sure I get it as I would like, and to say the things that I really want to say, and hopefully it'll make some sense. So I just have to put it in writing. I feel much more comfortable when it's in paper to be able to then go ahead and deliver it. So I'm really looking forward to it. A bit nervous about it, but looking forward to it at the same time.
Good luck, and look, thank you very much for your time this morning on 7B Breakfast.
Thank you so much.